The country of Poland has gone through many changes in the past 20 years. After the fall of communism, the people of Poland embraced their newfound religious freedom, just as in many other Soviet bloc countries. This newfound freedom was soon replaced with the adoption of secularism, as society quickly became infatuated with material possessions and personal gain. Today, a large portion of the Polish population still considers themselves religious, but in reality, their religion has become a cultural representation of their past. To help its church members reach out to this quickly growing secular society, the Adventist Church has decided to provide a place of spiritual growth where its members can strengthen their relationships with God and with their fellow Adventists. This newfound strength will help them to become living examples of Christ here on earth as they reach out to a society that is quickly abandoning God. The place is a camp called Zatany, located in the northwest part of Poland on a large plot of land that the church has been using as a camp for several decades. Each summer, thousands of Adventist members, their families, and friends come to worship, fellowship, and grow their relationship with God. Each Sabbath, the tent in the middle of the camp is packed full of people of all ages as they listen to speakers who come from all over the world to enrich their spiritual lives. Young people set up their own tent where they can sing songs of praise as they fellowship and learn. They also take time to relax and play together as they build relationships that will last a lifetime. At the end of the camp, a baptismal class meets, and on the last Sabbath, young people are baptized in a service that brings the whole camp together in solidarity. The camp also promotes community outreach, some traditional and some not so traditional. During the day, groups of members take to the streets of the small towns near the camp to pass out literature. They hand out thousands of free books in hopes that they will spark an interest in having a personal relationship with God. Other groups help rebuild houses in some of the poorer areas near the camp. They also meet with local leaders to work on projects to improve the lives of those living near the camp. It may be something as simple as fixing up a small cabin, or as complex as rebuilding a roof and expanding a kitchen for a family that can't afford the repairs on their old farmhouse. The members of the camp are learning about building relationships that will foster opportunities to share their faith, as well as better the lives of those around them. At the end of the week, a special prayer service is held, and then the camp members hike out to a hill beside the camp where a cross is set up. As the sun sets to start the Sabbath, the members place rocks at the foot of the cross to represent the burdens and distractions of this world that keep them from having a true relationship with Jesus Christ. The group then prays for the power to be living witnesses for Jesus to those around them each day. This quarter, a portion of your 13th Sabbath offering will go to help rebuild several of the older buildings in the camp. These new buildings will help provide new training options for those attending the camp each year. Please pray that the members in Poland will be able to reach out to the growing secular population. Pray that hearts will be opened and lives will be changed. The country of Denmark is known for its relaxed atmosphere. Its capital, Copenhagen, is built along the coast, and boats ferry people along the many canals that run through the city. There are numerous parks where families can come to relax and enjoy the mild climate. The people of this small Scandinavian country are accepting of different lifestyles and welcome people from all over the world to live and work. Denmark is also one of the most secular countries in the Trans-European Division. The church here has traditionally found growth slow. Recently, a new trend has emerged as the immigrant church in Denmark has exploded in growth. To help this rapid expansion, the church has developed an international church, where people from all over the world meet each Sabbath to worship. Started with just a handful of members, the group more than doubled in size when they were given a small room to meet in the local Adventist school. Now, as they expand, a full-time pastor is needed to nurture the group. This quarter, a portion of your 13th Sabbath offering will help fund a pastor's salary, as well as provide evangelism tools for the group. The church has seen recent success in its pursuit of non-traditional outreach methods, and the members in Denmark pray that this new effort will lead to even further spreading of the gospel in a country where church growth has been very slow. Please pray for the members in Denmark and pray for the millions of people who need to hear the message of a new life that will surpass all material possessions.